Thanks for joining us today on another podcast, the Conversations with Community Managers. And we're excited to be with Clint Heath, the Community Manager of Cloudera today. Welcome, Clint.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And I am joined by my co-host, Shannon Abram.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Clint. We are so excited to have you here with us today. Could you start us off by introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about the company you work at and a little bit about the kind of community you work with?
Sure. So as mentioned, I work for Cloudera. I've been here almost 4 years now, and it was a small startup when I got there, but it's now grown into the leader in enterprise big data analytics, basically. We're basing our business around the Hadoop software, the open source Hadoop ecosystem, big data analytics. And I joined Cloudera originally as a support engineer, and realized that as we were growing, we needed a community. So I have migrated to that role a couple years ago, and now I'm the community manager, and that's going very well, and we're expanding all the time.
So Clint, let us kick this off. You mentioned that you moved from a role of a support engineer into community manager, which on itself seems like a big deal within a company, but you were also able to convince them to start the community and actually purchase expensive software to host it. I'm wondering, are you a hypnotist, a sorcerer? What's going on over there? How do you make all this happen?
Yeah, exactly. It is a magic wand that I found.
Right.
Actually, you know, what we were doing, we were facing a lot of scaling issues as a company, growing very rapidly as a young startup, and in a very popular software space. And the support department, all of our goals as a support organization as we were trying to grow the company was figuring out how to meet the demand of incoming support cases and how to best serve our customers and users who were trying out our software and needing help with it. One of the things I noticed right off the bat, because I had been a software developer and a systems administrator before who had used various enterprise applications, is that the place that I would normally go for quick, newbie questions or how-tos or, use case scenario type of conversations would be a forums or a discussion board somewhere in a community. Although we had certain mechanisms in place to allow people to interact with us that needed questions answered, but we didn't have a community. So it was a pretty no-brainer decision that we needed to go that direction. And it was pretty easy to sell as well, because my boss was, feeling the pains of scaling the company. And I was able to pitch this idea as something that, first of all enterprise businesses, use a community. They allow their users to have peer-to-peer connections and build relationships and help each other out and show off their expertise. But second of all, it could potentially become a platform that scales the knowledge that we can generate from a vibrant community of our users could scale to the factors of multiple support engineers. So we'd have less headcount long term. We could help deflect a lot of incoming support cases, and so it was a kind of a two-pronged approach. The first of all, the competitive advantage it would give us against in the marketplace, but also just cost deflection, really. And I put together presentations and talked around with the right people, and the ball was rolling.
That is such a cool story. So since you went through this fairly recently, do you have advice that you'd give to other people who are in roles at their companies who see a need for a community and want to start from scratch, or are in the right role but need cross-departmental buy-in to enhance an existing community or expand their influence? It just sounds like you have such a unique perspective on this that could be really helpful to people.
Yeah, and I do have some advice about that. I was in a unique position to some degree, in that our company was small and growing rapidly. So, I got in early. I did know some people, founders of the company and people at the executive levels. But, that becomes less important as a company grows, who you know. It really is about building relationships and, knowing, key people, your peers or possibly even senior managers and other organizations, getting your face in front of those people and telling them your story, what you do. Really, it was a grassroots movement on my own part, just to make sure people knew what it was that I was doing. After I had buy-in from my own boss saying, this sounds good, I think the support department could use this, I knew the next move was that, you know, community is going to be company-wide. It's going to benefit departments outside of support, marketing being a key department that usually uses communities or leverages community aspects. So I immediately made some friends over in marketing to the best I could. Went over, figured out who's, you know, just asked around, figured out who's going to be in charge of social or community type of efforts. And as it turns out, you know, a couple of months into my effort to add community to my company, we had hired somebody into the marketing department who was going to be in charge of that very thing. So it was a natural fit. He and I got together and started having meetings discussing strategy or what we're going to do with this, how we're going to, you know, continue down the road of selecting a vendor to host the software and getting budget and who's going to, you know, handle what parts of it and all those kind of things that we had to decide. And ironically enough, shortly after that, as I was trying to, you know, this person, Justin and I, were trying to get traction for launching our community and doing the necessary business steps to evaluate what we need to do. My current boss, at the time, didn't work for the company, was hired and tasked with an area of our support organization that I was ultimately going to work under when I became community manager. So that person came on board, and I pounced on him day one and said, hey, I understand you're going to be in charge of support systems and things that might fall under the category of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build a community. And he was on board from day one, and you know, so we had a committee. We had three people. We had budgets. We had cross-departmental, you know, committee that could do the due diligence. And we spent a few months. Actually, it took a good 6 months to evaluate vendors and write out our business requirements and a lot of different things. And then we had buy-in. We had to get from our management chains. It's a process of building relationships and understanding people's perspectives and other organizations. So, you know, even since then, since the launch of our community, one of the things that I've had to continue to do is to make those inroads with other people. As our company grows, there's new departments that come in and they have charters that overlap my community responsibilities. I immediately, you know, go introduce myself to those people and get to know them, let them know what I do, and, you know, if it comes down to it, I even share like presentations I've built with them, kind of giving them high-level overviews of the company's strategy around community, and we begin to build those relationships. So it's about understanding things from the other person's perspective. What is it they're trying to accomplish? What is their charter? What are they trying to gain from community? And how can I build a win-win situation? It's not always, you know, depending on the politics, some companies have a lot of, you know, really bad politics where you might have to defend yourself against some other department and try to, you know, defend your turf. But we definitely don't have that here at Cloudera. And so it's been a good thing. People are usually very welcoming if you come and try to understand their perspective and offer them something that can help them do their job better and come at it from a teamwork or a collaborative perspective, as opposed to saying, I've got this thing, so don't try to take it away from me. You know, it's our thing. The community is everybody's. And so
I think there's a really interesting lesson in there, and I wonder if you could just expand on it a little bit. The process that you put in place before you even decided on technology sounds like it took a while. Can you just expand on how long that was? And, you know, was it shorter or longer than you expected when you initially started?
Pretty much everything in the evolution of our community here at my company, as well as my career in community management, has taken longer than I hoped or expected it to do. From the time I first came to my boss and said, hey, we need community, until we launched it, it was a full year. And it wasn't that anybody was throwing obstacles in my way or saying no or, you know, things like that. It just took that long to get the community launched. And then it was darn near a full year after that before I could actually transition to the role of community manager full time. I was doing double duty. In fact, for about 6 months, I was still doing a support engineer's role and a community manager's role, and I wasn't really allowed to tell people that I had switched roles behind the scenes because they didn't want it to reduce morale that one of their, you know, key support engineers who was closing a lot of cases was getting off the queue, and those cases were going to fall on someone else's shoulders. So right. It was a little bit of a delicate situation around the transition. But basically, yeah, it took a long time. I mean, budgets had to get in place, and sometimes you're towards the end of the fiscal year when you want to come with this new proposal, and that's not going to work because the money's already locked in, so you got to wait till the next cycle comes in, and you got to get the right people to agree to add a slot on their budget for you. There was also some hires that had to happen. Like I said, the marketing gentleman and my future boss had to be hired, and they helped gain momentum for this snowball I was trying to push uphill. And, you know, it all just kind of came together, but it just took a lot longer than I thought. So it was a lot of work, actually. We had to not only detail specific business requirements about what it is we wanted this community tool to do for us, you know, what kind of interaction styles we expected our users. Oh, and I didn't mention this earlier, but I'm running an external community. It's for our end users and customers strictly, and our employees interact in there, but it's not an internal facing community. But we had to detail exactly how it was going to work and what we expected to get out of it, and then we had to evaluate vendors that could possibly meet those requirements and have them come in and give us demos, and we had to call customers of those vendors and get testimonials from them and one-on-ones and ask, you know, what they think of the platform. And then even beyond that, it came down to budgetary concerns. Who's going to pay for all this stuff? Right. What roles are going to be needed? And then it got even further. Once the vendor was selected and the budget was in place and we had started the launch, then there was a several-month process with the vendor asking about user interface stuff and, you know, details and specifics about how to deploy this thing, what we expect to do with it. Are we going to do a hard, you know, a big grand opening launch or a soft launch and just sneak it out there? What are our plans about advertising it? And there's just the nth degree of things to think about. But
yeah, it sounds like you covered all the bases, and that's probably a big contributor to the success that you've had. So let me wrap us up with a question that we like to ask all of our guests, and that's, what's your superpower? What's your community superpower?
You know, I think basically my community superpower, what really helps me succeed at this is making friends. I'm able to make those connections and build friendships, you know, across organizations. My wife always told me when I was a computer geek, you know, I was in the hardcore sysadmin and developer kind of roles, but I was always more sociable than those people typically, you know, come out to be. I was a computer geek with a personality, so maybe that's it. Making friends.
I think that's a great superpower. So, Clint, we wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. You're doing such interesting work that I think a lot of people can relate to, and I think probably a lot of support people out there aspire to moving to the kind of model that you've created at Cloudera. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Clint.
Awesome. Thank you.